ీదకం సమాశపాహం శ్రవణమంగళం శ్రీమదాతతం భూపి గృణాంతి బురిదా జన యోర్ కథా అమృతం ద నెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ Tapta Jimanam, life for those aggrieved in the material world. Kavibi, by great thinkers. Ididam, described. Kalmashapaham, that which drives away sinful reactions. Shravanamangalam, giving spiritual benefit when heard. Srimat, filled with spiritual power. Atatam, broadcast all over the world. Bhuvi, in the material world. Grinanti, chant and spread. Ye, those who. Bhurida, the most beneficent. The most beneficent. Janaha, persons. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada's translation. Nectar of your words and descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are the most munificent. Translation responsively, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are the most munificent. Purport. King Pratapurudra recited this verse to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Lord Jagannath's Ratha Yatra festival. While the Lord was resting in a garden, King Pratapurudra humbly entered and began massaging his legs and lotus feet. Then the king recited the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the songs of the gopis. The Chaitanya Charitamrita relates that when Lord Chaitanya heard this verse, beginning Tavakatamritam, he immediately arose in ecstatic love and embraced King Pratapurudra. The incident is described in detail in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 14, texts 4-18, and in his edition, Srila Prabhupada has given extensive commentary on it. Mukam karati vachalam pangum langayate girim chatrapatamaham bande shri gurum dinatarinam. Considering myself extremely fortunate to be able to get the opportunity to hear and discuss this beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is so nice. In Mayapur, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, he comes with Kartik. He sings bhajan. Sometimes he sings this. You can get the CD. Nice. Very beautiful song and glorification of Krishna and Krishna Katha. The word tapta jivanam is an interesting word. Tapta, it means, it comes from the root tap, meaning hot. Hot. Tapatrayon mulanam, in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, tapatrayon mulanam means the heat, the pressure. You look at it, you'll find the Prabhupada translates it in various ways. In Bhagavatam, as burnt, fried, roasted. Really, this is the proto form of fried. I'm fried, babuhi, tapta, hot. And it means austerity also. Tapa creates heat, and it's difficulties. Prabhupada says in the material, those are suffering. So, who's suffering in the material world? Who's suffering in the material world? Everybody. Everybody's being burnt in this material world. As Krishna explains very succinctly in the 13th chapter, Janmamrita jara vyari dukha dosh anudarshanam. He explains that anudarshanam repeatedly see, Krishna says, that janma, mritu, jara, vyadi, that birth, death, disease, and old age are the principal sufferings of this material world, dukkha. In this way, the conditioned souls suffer. So, who's suffering in the material world? Everyone who's experiencing birth, death, old age and disease. They're all suffering from these things. So that means everybody, without exception, is suffering in this material world. But only the intelligent, the jnanis, actually understand that they're suffering. And the material nature is such that this is tamaguna. Purusha prakriti shohi bhunte prakriti. You're trying to enjoy this material nature. Karanam guna sangha syad. And as a result of bhunte prakriti, trying to enjoy that prakriti, it conditions one. So that's what we mean when we say conditioned soul. The soul is satchit ananda, is eternal, is chit, is fully aware, and ananda is blissful. But when we try to enjoy prakriti, bhunte prakriti, karanam guna sangha, because of that touch with the guna, sada sadyoni janmishu, we become conditioned. So we become conditioned by the material nature, even though we're not material. So we take on the conditions of the material nature. So tamaguna. So they become in ignorance. And they can't, conditioned life means you don't even understand that you're suffering. And my father left his body. Before he left his body, he was, yes, I would just do it exactly the same again if I got a chance, he said. So even though suffering like anything, we treated him so bad, still enjoying. Krishna explains, it's enjoyment. He explains, there's enjoyment in the mode of goodness, enjoyment in the mode of passion, enjoyment in the mode of ignorance. It's enjoyment, but it's low grade. So when one actually understands he's suffering, then it's an advantage. It's the beginning of spiritual life. He can then begin to inquire. Brahma, ato brahma jigyasam. You can, like we were discussing a couple of days ago, Sanatana Goswami, what did he inquire? Why? Keno amare jari taputrai, same word again, tap. Taputrai. Why are the threefold miseries always giving me trouble? So, this is the human, he inquires, he asks this question, why? Why does it have to happen? You know. So, such persons, what do they do? What to do? Here it's explained what such persons do. That their life, such persons who are intelligent, this is a jnaniya buddhi, nateshu ramate buddha, 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, those persons, nateshu ramate, they do not enjoy the material world. Buddha. Intelligent persons, nateshu ramate, they get no happiness out of the material world. So does that mean they're, you know, really unhappy people? No. If they're fortunate, they get their happy from they get their happiness from tavaka tamritam, from the nectar of your words, katamritam, amrit, the nectar of Krishna katha. That's where they get their happiness. This is the, we could say, end siddhanta of the Vaishnava. This is the Vaishnava siddhanta, as Krishna explains in the seed slokas of the Bhagavad Gita, right in the confidential teachings of Gita. Katayantas chamam nityam, always talking about me and discussing me, tushyanti cha ramanti cha, the devotees enjoy happiness and bliss. That's what a Vaishnava is. He's always discussing Krishna and he's always eager to go and hear about Krishna. And that's where he gets his happiness in life. This is how we have to understand this. The quicker we can understand this, this is called advancement. This is advancement. When you lose interest in trying to make it in the material world, you lose your interest in trying to get ahead, get material facilities, and you become more and more interested in glorifying Krishna and hearing Krishna's glorification. That's advancement. So the gopis go on to explain. Tapta jivanam, jivanam, that's their life. That's their life. The Krishna katha is everything to them. I mean, Prabhupada was a perfect example. He gave up sleep for 3-4 hours, you know, slept for 2 hours, 3 hours. What did he get up for? Tavaka tamritam. He got up to glorify Krishna and to hear the Acharya's commentaries and to hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's what he got up for. Even though it appears that Prabhupada was doing so much, you know, establishing institutions, managing, but he's a perfect example of katyantas cha mam nityam, always glorifying me and relishing that. So this is advancement, becoming more and more attached to glorifying Krishna, to preaching about Krishna, to hearing about Krishna, and becoming neutral or uninterested in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, losing interest in these activities. That's advancement in spiritual life. Kavibi iditam kamashapaham. Kamashapaham, which drives away sinful reactions. It's explained how that happens. Quoted in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, text 2 purport. All the different types of sinful reactions can be removed, Vishnu Bhakti Radatmanam, simply by the process of hearing about Krishna. All different types of sinful reactions. Aparabdha palam papam kutam bijam palam mukam kramanai apraliyate Vishnu Bhakti Radatmanam. Simply by Vishnu Bhakti, which is beginning with hearing about Krishna, then all the different types of sinful reactions, manifest, unmanifest, in the seed stage, in the dormant, lying dormant in the heart, and those which are already manifest, Krama and Iva Prilite, they are all destroyed gradually, one after another. Vishnu Bhakti, simply by the process. Therefore, Krishna explains to Arjuna, Pavitram Iram Uttamam. It is the most purest. Pavitram Iram Uttam is the best pure. It's the purest. Pure, more pure and purest. Pavitram Iram Uttamam. Uttam means the top. It's the purest. The process of hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, remembering Krishna, Krishna consciousness, is the purest. And therefore, for a bhakta, he need not perform any prayashchitta, any recommended atonement. There's nothing more purifying than hearing about Krishna, hearing Bhagavatam and discussing Krishna. You don't have to do any other types of atonement, prayashchitta, for purification of sin. Even when Buddhimanta Khan was sprinkled by the water pot of Nawab and had lost his, become impious, lost all his punya, become sinful as a result of that. So he consulted some Brahmins. Some said, drink burning hot ghee. That is the prayashchitta. You'll be relieved of the reactions. And so he decided to get some what's that called? Another consultation. What is that? Consult some other opinions. So anyway, he was hearing from the Brahmins this and that, and ultimately he was fortunate to get association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, simply go to Vrindavan and hear and chant about Krishna. And that process will purify you from all sinful reactions. Mamekang shananam braja mokshaya shami mashucha. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. what is that? Ridyanta shtohi badrani vidunati. Suritsatam, because I am Surit. Surit means the very dear friend of the devotees, and Ridyantashto, I'm situated in their hearts. Abhadrani Vidunati, I clean away all of the material contamination and material reactions. Krishna personally removes. So Kalmashapaham, and that's achieved by one who's Srinvatam Svakata Krishna, who takes to hearing about my glories. Prabhupada explains in that verse the nature of how the process works. He says that the psychology is there, that everyone likes to hear themselves glorified. Prabhupada's explaining that if we're hearing, someone, Prabhu, you cook such a nice feast. Ah, yes. Tell me more, don't stop, yes, go on. And the way you fried the potatoes and the way you mixed everything and the spicing and yes, go on. At last I'm being recognized. Oh, Prabhu, such a nice kirtan, ecstatic, nectar. Yes, Prabhu, such a nice class. Oh, so yes, everyone likes to hear himself glorified. So actually this is, Krishna also likes. He likes when we're discussing his glories and his wonderful itam bhuta guno hari, the wonderful qualities of Lord Hari, so wonderful that they can even attract the impersonalists who are not attracted to anything in the material world. Atmarama shtamunaya nigranta api urukam. They're not attracted. They're atmarama, fully satisfied. Kurvanti mohoitikim bhakti. But they become attracted to unalloyed devotional service to Hari. Itam bhuta guno hari, because of his wonderful qualities, transcendental qualities. So when we discuss these and hear about these, Krishna becomes pleased. This is the, so he bestows benedictions and he helps. Surit sitam, he becomes a friend. Surit means Prabhupada explains different types of friends. There's the, there's the formal social friend, there's the like seminal blood relatives, but But Surit means one who's really propitious, really concerned about your welfare. So Krishna says it becomes this Suridam Sabhabhutanam, the best friend of all living entities. And he helps, gives us so much assistance. So he removes the sinful reactions. Shravana Mangala, Srimad Atatam, Srimat. These descriptions are full of spiritual power. Abhinna, no difference. Abhinna, non-different. Nama namino, between the Lord and the discussion of the Lord. There's no difference. Just like now, all we have to do is hear. Is it difficult? It's not austere, it's not penance, it's not so much money required, so much qualification. What's the qualification for hearing? Absolutely nothing. All you need is, you know, is healthy ears. And Srimat, the full, that such kata, Krishna kata, is Srimat. It is full of spiritual power. It's non-different from Krishna. Naham tishtanti Vaikunte. I'm not in Vaikunta, Krishna exclaims in the Adi Purana. Yoginam hridayeshu va. I'm not in the heart of the yogis. Tatra tishtami narada jatra gayanti mad bhakta. But I am there present where my devotees are gayanti, glorifying me. And Krishna manifests in his glorification. And in that way we associate with Krishna. Directly. People say, oh, can we see God? But you can touch God. You can associate with God through the ears by hearing his descriptions and glorification of him. Srimadatam. And then Bhuvi Grinanti Jay Burida Janaha. This beautiful line explaining that those who are propagating, those who spread the message of Godhead, are the most munificent. So this also has to be understood, that you can see so many spiritual movements have compromised their mission as a result of the values of materialistic society. Like, for example, We can see even Christianity in the beginning was a very revolutionary movement, a movement based on love of God, and developing love for God, and because it became we saw over the centuries that actually it became more effective institutionally. To not so much propagate, you know, that the highest goal of life is love of God, but rather welfare activities, opening hospitals. Like you see, everyone was, you know, the Catholic hospitals are very, St. Vincent's Hospital and these hospitals, they're very high standard and very respected and very well organized and managed, and it's a deviation. It's a deviation from their principles and their mission. And it became deviated to material, mundane welfare work. And the other aspect that they developed was education, material education. I went to Catholic boys' school. Very good education. Very expert. But at least when I was there, there was monks. There was maybe, you know, 15, 20 monks on the staff. But I was just visiting my family and I went to the school and there's only one monk left now. And next door was the convent. Convent school, that's closed down completely. And all the convents, there used to be many in Melbourne, convents, you know, for young ladies, and they're all closed down. They're not, and we say, we can analyse why. Perhaps because they're compromised their actual fundamental mission, which was to spread love of Godhead, and became preoccupied with materialistic work, which is institutionally more strong And it's very popular, and people, even the example is given of the Salvation Army. Salvation Army. So they were actually, you know, missionaries in the beginning of the century, and preaching reformed Christianity and glorification of Krishna, a glorification of Lord, the Lord, you know, through music and through, and to get people to become more spiritual. But now when we think of the Salvation Army, it's become a place where you give your old clothes. That's it. That's what it is. You know, and they help the derelict and homeless. And nothing comes to mind about, you know, now I'll become more, by their preachings we'll become more Christian, more God conscious, you know. But actually that's what their organization was about, salvation. But it's completely compromised. And it's become about not getting out of the prison house in the material world, but instead of the Salvation Army, it's become just stay in the material world, and we'll just, you know, give you some materialistic relief from the sufferings. But so this is so in other words, what the point we're making is that the values of Krishna conscious philosophy, which are tavakatamritam, which are tapta-jivanam, to focus one's life on glorification of the Lord and worship of the Lord, and losing interest in material development, this value actually is not very popular with the materialists. And oftentimes we are criticized in our preaching. What are you doing? What is your institution doing to help the people? And sometimes we can even become influenced by these values, and there's discussions going on that we don't want to end up also to be, you know, simply welfare workers. There's so many people feeding the poor. There's so many people, you know, providing medical assistance in India. So many organisations like this Ramakrishna, the medical dispensaries in every temple. You see a big medical dispensary, they give free medicine, and that's why the people go there, to the temple. So we have to remember that, yeah, we are using, you know, these things, but we have to not at the expense of the, you know, not forget the real medicine, that people should be engaged in glorifying Krishna, and that's the only thing that actually will help them in glorifying Krishna and Krishna's service. So as much as possible, we have to be the Jai Buddha Janaha, the distributors of this medicine, the glorification of Krishna. And Buddha Bhuvi Gunanti, that here the gopis are expressed, this Krishna Katha will be spread all over the world. And those persons who spread it all over the world, they are the most munificent welfare workers. So the greatest example of that is His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, that has done unprecedented welfare work for humanity at large. Because he has taken the Harikatha, the Energy Oshadi Maya Nashi Bharalagi, the Oshad, the real medicine. Mahaprabhu himself says it's a medicine, Harinam, that will Maya Nashi Bharalagi cure you from the material disease. And Prabhupada has distributed that medicine and opened, you know, he's opened the real transcendental medicine dispensaries all over the world. And he's sending medicine. We may say, oh, but, you know, we may not appreciate, but as Krishna explains in the fourth chapter of the Gita, that Janama Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Vijitatvata. If we become Krishna conscious and understand the science of Krishna, Chyatvadeha, when we give up the body, puna janmanayati, you don't take birth again. Mameti, so Arjuna, but you can return to Krishna. So that can be achieved, this evam yo veti tatvata, how do we become Krishna conscious? Veti tatva, the science, veti, knowing the science of Krishna. Oh, does that require so much trouble and studies and certification? No. Krishna explains in the beginning of the seventh chapter, Maya Shaktamanapayam Yata Gya Shashi Tat Srinu. Just touch Srinu. Now listen, Arjuna. How by hearing, how you're fixing your mind upon me, becoming mind with your mind attached to me, you can know me in full. Samagramam yatagya shashi tachinu, just by hearing. And those chapters of Gita from 7 to 12, Arjuna only speaks 4 verses. And the rest of the time he's simply hearing Krishna explain the confidential knowledge of devotional service unto him. And as a result of hearing all that, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam, you are the supreme. You are the ultimate abode of everything. You are the cause of everything. You are the original person. Transcendental, the Adi, he gets the realization. It's the obligation of Krishna Katha. So therefore Prabhupada says, in every temple there has to be discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita every day, along with the Archavigraha, puja. There has to be the discussion. And not that we go to some temples and at least we're maintaining the deities, at least we're offering, but there's no class, we have class once a week. That is a major problem. That's a major problem. In fact, part of the archan is glorification of the deity. And so the temple doors are opened, and now this is part of the archan. The deity worship is discussing the Krishna Katha for the pleasure of the deity. And what to speak of... how did we get on that? I was explaining, that every temple has to be an institution for teaching the science of Krishna consciousness to the people. There's so many temples in India. There's hundreds and thousands of temples, and you can go and see the deity. But what has this gone? Our temples, you come to our temples, you get the message of Godhead. You get the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And just by hearing, even if you don't understand the philosophy, just by hearing, there will be kama shapaham, there will be purification of contamination in the material world. There will be enlightenment in Krishna consciousness, which will change your behavior. Anye tveva majananta, Krishna explains in the 13th chapter, even the ajnani, they can begin to worship me simply by hearing authorities. Yepi tachi tarantyeva mritu shruti parayanaha. They can cross over the ocean of birth and death just because they've got an inclination, shruti parayanaha, to hear. If they can just hear, Prabhupada in the purport explains, this verse, very important for modern age, because everyone is ajananta, everyone has no understanding of spiritual science. And therefore, Prabhupada says, Mahaprabhu recommends this process of just coming and hearing, of chanting, doing kirtan, and hearing Bhagavad Gita, hearing Krishna Katha, hearing the philosophy. So these are the essential, fundamental principles of any preaching program. That we should engage people in glorifying Krishna and hearing Shri Krishna. Even though he's ajita, he's unconquerable. By this activity, stane istita shudigatam tanuvan manovi, of engaging and hearing about me, then I become conquered. And that's the goal of everything, to achieve Krishna. So in this way we can understand this verse is... it's very fundamental, it's very important verse in that it actually summarizes, you know, the Siddhanta of the Vaishnav teachings, and it also glorifies the process of Krishna consciousness from different aspects and glorifies Krishna consciousness. So it's a very nice verse. Are there any questions today?
Preach Krishna consciousness to them, and they have all things about.
There's different. Of course, keep doing what we're doing. That's definitely the best strategy. Keep doing what we're doing, and but also we can, from time to time, we can evaluate and assess, you know, the effectiveness of our strategies, and discuss, you know, alternate strategies. That's also healthy to do that. But keep doing what we're doing, but. Also try alternate strategies. In West India, devotees are having success seminars for such people, for successful executives in India, in terms of, and generally these people, they're not so pious, you know, but at least they're born in India, but they're not so pious anymore. But still they can be attracted to, you know, like seminars on management, on stress management, on, you know, finding more quality of life. In fact, it's actually quite a big thing in India. You know, people like to, these wealthy people, successful people, executives, and they're looking for quality in life. So it's a way that the devotees are having success, because they're presenting a way that the people become attracted. So we have to, Prabhupada said, your Westerners, you should rack your brains to find ways, different ways, to inject into the dull brains. So they're dull. Bhoga shaya prasaktanam. Taya aparita chetasam. They become aparita cheta, covered awareness, as a result of the excessive bhoga and aishwarya, sensual enjoyment and wealth. It's covered their brains, their awareness. Prabhupada says, your expert Westerners, become, you should rack your brains, I'm quoting, almost per se, you should rack your brains to find different ways to inject into their dull brains. You know, what is that injection? That is the bhagyan. That is philosophy. To, you know, help them to actually, what's the value of these temporary achievements? So rack your brains. You know, how can we present it in such a way to attract such type of people? We have to work on it. Right? I mean, Prabhupada did it. Just as an example, you know, unprecedented. But he managed to bridge, you know, to make a connection and make it attractive for Western-minded people and Westerners to fully embrace the philosophy and practices. So it's because Prabhupada presented it in such a way that he made the connection. So this country, these people, Prabhupada wants you to deliver them. So following in his example, following in his footsteps, we should try to somehow or other attract them to, you know, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and transcendental knowledge, so that they can, you know, it's meant for, human life is meant for that. It's meant for that. Transcendental awakening. So it's possible. And it's up to us to preach effectively. Successfully.
Missing a karma chip. Well, just on that question that Bob Lord was asking, I was recently in Sydney while I was there, when I was doing, you know, what used to be the King's Cross Temple, and put up in as a preaching program, kind of preaching. Saturdays and Sundays they have, which is targeting, you know, middle class people. Not like wealthy people, but sort of middle class people with a bit of money. And because they're not sort of so much into, like, you know, spirituality,
Yeah, chanting, I mean, on the basis of this verse we can understand Shravana Mangala Srimad Atatam, Srimad Atatam, Srimat. All the spiritual power is there in the holy name, and if we can get them to hear and chant, even that is, they will get understanding, they will get, you know, enlightenment, illumination. But I was also thinking about, so maybe they're not, you know, we can't discuss philosophy in the beginning, but get them to glorify Krishna. Even when they say, even that when they glorify Krishnadam in the temple, that's also Krishna Katha. That's non-different. Krishna, they're glorifying Krishna, they appreciate Krishnadam. So all of these, like I said, what we're doing, keep doing, is definitely working. But I said also to, you know, sometimes reassess their strategies and you know, think of, don't get stuck in the one kind of way of thinking about things, and always, you know, reassess. Maybe we could have a different approach. Maybe we could do something, try some different things. Ato chatu vidha bhajantanam jana shukritar achana ato atarchi jigyashi yani cha. So Krishna explains that the different types of people become attracted to him, and you know, we may not be fully, we may not be exploring all those different, we could say, outreach programs. Ato, those who are distressed. I was attracted to the temple. I was attracted to the devotees because it was cheap food. Yeah, you know. So and then you come back to Krishna, then it begins. You know, the attraction grows more and more and more. And kalmasha paham, your sinful contamination and bondage is removed more and more. It just opens up more and more. But there may be, you know, atarti jigyashu, inquisitive people also. That Krishna explains, that such people are there. So maybe they're going here and there. They're going to other philosophies, you know, to answer their inquisitiveness. But we have the answers, so we have to try to also present Krishna to, you know, through that forum also. I mean, like you know, Chaitanya Prabhu, radio propagation, and university preaching. It may not be, you know, it may not be so successful, but I was at the university and became a prana. I was preaching there. If I had seen, you know, the seminars, I was going to seminars at the university from different people who were coming from India. So there are people who are inquisitive, and maybe we're missing them, you know. So try different approaches and different strategies. Try anything. Prabhupada tried all, you know, Prabhupada, read the sort of approaches that Prabhupada was preaching to the prime ministers, you know, preaching to very, you know, like no kind of like fixed way that it has to be done like this. Anything, Prabhupada would, what is Krishna, how, nimitta matram bhava, Krishna will use me. What does Krishna want, you know, and he was completely, we could say, prepared for any type of arrangement that Krishna would give. Sometimes, you know, this is management. They say you miss opportunities that are because you're fixed in a way of seeing things in a certain way. And, you know, you're missing opportunities because it looks different. And you really put.
Yeah, you find sometimes devotees will say, oh, Prabhupada didn't do that. We shouldn't do it. Prabhupada didn't do it. Or they'll say, Prabhupada's a pure devotee, but we're not pure devotees, so we can't do it.
Yeah, the answer is Prabhupada did do it. Yes, his prophet did do it, you know. At that time, he did it like that. Now you have to do it like this.
I was pointing this interesting example when the boys walking on the beach in California somewhere, and they asked Prabhupada, why didn't Lord Chaitanya come and preach in the West? Yeah, because you've used that same kind of logical logic. Probably in some circumstances, because he was saving me from me. I mean, maybe Lord Chaitanya or Prabhupada saved these things from us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. And Prabhupada wants you to preach to these people in Albert Park with their Lamborghinis and BMWs, and you know, that's your Prabhu Dada Desh.
Don't be too attached to the way that you do things. Stick to things that work, but then experiment. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, we will try something else.
Any other questions? Mataji. Yeah, yeah. Can you speak a little louder? What was the one about Yudhishthira? Good. Well, to begin with, Bhishma Dev was Kshatriya, so he was properly situated, and he was Vaishnava. And the point about the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas advising the kings, then basically they should still follow the principles of Brahminical culture. Samadama tapa soksham kshantim ajamam jnanam vijnanam ajamam, simplicity. And it's explained that they shouldn't be employed by the king. Just like Chanaka Pandit, he was not employed by, what was his name, Gupta, this king, the emperor at the time. He wasn't employed by him, he wasn't keeping him as an advisor. He was independent. And he would just maintain himself by the, you know, mercy of the Lord, and he wasn't dependent upon the king. So as long as one that's a Brahminical, we could say, principle. Now, if one maintains that, then he can advise. But if he becomes employed by the king, that I'll keep you, and I'll pay you so much money every month, and then you advise me, then it's a, you know, his Brahminical standard is compromised, and because he becomes dependent upon the maintenance that the king's giving, and therefore he's unable to speak the truth always. You know, if it comes to choice between speaking the truth at the expense of losing his income, then his principles have been compromised. So you can go and advise, but you know, the point is that you become dependent upon them for facility. That is dangerous, that is to be avoided. Alright?
It's interesting to note that Vidura eventually, because he could give the advice, he was insolvent. See you later.
Good, yeah. When I'm talking to him. Wasn't attached to the facilities.
Yeah, he wasn't actually a Brahmana as such. Although he was very elevated.
Yeah. There was another question. Mataji, you had a question?
Just in relation to what the discussion before about the local community and everything. The other night was at Bhagavad Gita with you, right? And that was really wonderful for me to come to attend. And I know that there are other people here that maybe don't come very often, you know, to listen.
One of the things that Nityananda and I have been discussing is actually having an open day at the temple or a festival, say down at Gaskell's Park, which we could quite easily do, and have it focused on just the locals. And in order to do that, one of the things that we were considering in doing was first of all doing a, I'm thinking of doing it at Christmas time for in late November, just do a Food for Life campaign for the letterbox drop in the local neighbourhood. And that way, see if we can't pick up people who are sympathetic to the cause of Hare Krishna Food for Life, but also with an idea that those people will eventually be able to invite to a an event, whether it's at the temple or, because we want to do a little bit of cleaning up and tidying up the temple first and make it look a little bit more okay before we invite people, because at the moment it's looking a little bit run down. But then, once we've got the front fence fixed up and we've done a few of the painting jobs and stuff that we've done, then we can invite people to the temple for an open day rather than bring them for say for Janmashtami. If you brought the Western crowd for the Janmashtami event, then they'd just sort of be freaked in one sense for the crowd and think of an event specifically. You know, this
very good, yeah. This is changing the change, doing things different, you know, looking at it differently. Very good. Just on the Bhagavad Gita class, it's actually an opportunity for new devotees to also practice speaking. So, and Madhajis, anyone should be able to give the Bhagavad Gita class in the evening. And if someone's scheduled, then that's good. But if they're not, anyone can give. New devotees, uninitiated devotees. Yeah. So, you know, you can give a class, you know, what you know. And then this is good. Someone was asking me a couple of days ago about learning verses. Well then, yeah, if you've got opportunity, if you have to give a class, then you'll have a reason to. So it's good. You should practice speaking and presenting the philosophy in a lecture style. And that's what the evening class is helpful for practicing. So there could be every day a class, even a short class. Mahatma Babu, question,
yeah,
comment?
If you can expand on this word, Atatam, Srimad Atatam, that means, I don't know whether...
Srimad Atatam, broadcast all over the world. Srimad Atatam, broadcast all over the world.
You want to expand?
I don't know any additional
comment. The other word is Bodhijan Jana.
Yeah, Bodhi Da. So, Da is giving, and what does Bodhi mean? It doesn't give.
What
does that? No. It says Bodhi Da, most beneficent. The Da is giving, Da. Da is giving, and the Bodhi Da. Krishna says, Neha Abhikramanasho. Neha Abhikramanasho. There's no loss. Nasho, it's not destroyed. On this path, Krishna consciousness is not destroyed at death. Jai Gandharva Bhagavatam ki, Jai Prabhupada ki.